Hey, Master Souls. So, today is the day we get to bring all of your inner counsel to a head. Because today is a day where we get to actually start playing with our counsel as a whole. Now, you may have been playing with each of the vibrations of our different council members over the past few weeks, and you may have really felt into each of their vibrations. These are aspects of you, and these are your voices. And it's a way for us, it's a tool really, for us to be able to have a conversation with ourselves in a very directed way. To tap into our own inner wisdom and bring that out into the world. Now, if you learn one thing in Master Soul University, I want it to be this, that the more specific we can get with our energy, the more things manifest in the world. So as we move forward with our inner counsel, remember, the more specific we can get in the conversation, in the dialogue, the more we can actually create. So instead of saying, how do I create world peace in our council, and sitting down saying, I want to feel peace around me all of the time, you got to bring it down to a specific moment, to a specific project, to a specific dream, right? As intuitive people, we get these huge visions all of the time. And our job as Master Souls is to take that down to the core, into being that great vision right now. So if we have a vision of creating world peace in the world, then we need to start with, what can I do right now to further that? And as we get those downloads of the small Kaizen steps that are in service of our greatest vision, then we can sit down with our counsel and say, okay, this widget has the potential to serve our giant goal of world peace. And so what do we need to do to create this widget? See, bringing it down to the simplest piece of the equation is the most powerful thing that we can do. Remember, part of your setup in the Master Soul process is, what one thing can I do today that will propel me the fastest and get me the closest to that which I most desire? And when we realize that it's the one thing that makes all of the difference, then the conversations with our inner counsel becomes so much more powerful. Then we can get into alignment piece by piece, instead of expecting to wake up and be fully aligned in everything, to wake up and be a beacon of world peace. We get to actually do things that are in service of that greatest vision, of the greatest dream. And when we do that one thing that propels us the fastest and gets us the closest to that which we most desire, that's when we really have a conversation going with our inner counsel. So as we sit down with our counsel, the way I typically set it up, and by the way, I'm going to put this worksheet into our class situation here. But the way I usually set it up is I have a circle, and I say, this is what I'm trying to create in the world right now. I want to get this widget out into the world in as many hands as possible. So let's figure out what we need to do. And I'll go around the circle and I'll talk to each one of the aspects without judgment, but really just sitting down and saying, what are you excited about with this widget? How are you excited to create this? Why are you creating this? What is stopping you from creating it? What do you need? What resources from the other people do you need, from the outside world, from the universe? What's blocking you emotionally, mentally, metaphysically? And really having around this one point, this one thing, this one widget, having a full conversation with each of these aspects. Now, this can actually take a good amount of time, or it can be really quick, depending on how deep you want to go. For me, when I do like real inner counsel work, when I really sit down and have that be my connection time in my process, I will give myself a good hour to really dive in and have full dialogue with each of my members. Because as I go through and as I talk to each one of them, different issues come up, different things, different desires, different levels of excitement. And occasionally one of my council members will reply, "I'm good, I'm on board, I'm ready to go." And those are the best. And so I will go through each one of these council members and really have a deep dialogue with all of them. Now remember, as you're working with your council, keep those conversations clean. Really have a full dialogue with just your co-creator, with just your lover, with just your manifestor, right? Go around the circle. And so usually I have like these little pie-shaped cones coming out from that circle of what it is, that widget conversation, the question that I'm having around the widget and creating the widget. Once I have talked to all of my council members and they have all chimed in and they've told me who they need help from or what they need to get past it or what they're excited about, then I can really take a step back and pause and look at what has come out from each of the individual conversations. And it's sort of like taking that, you know, getting out of the forest. You're in the forest, you're having each conversation, and then you step back and you look at it and say, you know, if I did addressed what the enroller is saying, then everyone else would have their fears kind of drop away. Or look, you know, whatever it is that the change maker is saying isn't really that big of a deal, and I can get over that instantly. You know, like, oh, I'm just afraid this change isn't big enough. And you look at it and go, dude, you got this. We're good. And so sometimes the things that are blocking us are so minuscule that we kind of giggle and go, wait, that was the problem? Like that's instantly gone. And then we can move on to the next aspect. So the purpose of taking a step back and looking at all of it is manifold. But one of the first reasons is to look at the things that can instantaneously be changed. Just by noticing that that was one of the hesitations, that that's where the imbalance was, that that's where the misalignment was, it takes like just a second to go, oh, I got that part. Don't worry about it. And all of a sudden we start to get more and more in alignment with the project. And it's like finding the little tiniest pea under the mattress and taking it out and disposing of it. So one of the reasons of taking a step back after these individual conversations is we get out of the emotion of the conversation and we look at it and we know exactly how to handle it. The second part of this is, instead of looking at this project like it's, you know, crazy and complicated, when we get into these conversations, we understand that, oh, if we simply supported our manager in this phase of the project, in this phase of the widget making, then a lot of the other things would fall into line. A lot of the other concerns and needs of the council members would actually be taken care of if we just took care of this one piece. See, it allows us to simplify the process, because whether you know it or not, all of these voices of the council members are in full operation in your system at all times. And so we can get overwhelmed by all of their voices. That's the purpose of breaking them down into individual conversation. And it's the purpose of going back in from a place of neutral and really understanding, like, okay, so what is the urgency? What in this whole council meeting requires the most urgent attention? And if we get that piece done, then everyone else kind of steps in line. Or you may have two or three things that are the most urgent. But you can see how it becomes more and more simple. Instead of having 10 things from each council member that they're thinking about and dreaming about and excited or not excited or blocked or feeling really good about, when we really get into that dialogue with ourselves, then the simplicity of what it is that we have to do next becomes really apparent. And that's the purpose of us in Master Soul University, is to get down to the simplicity of your highest voice. to get to the core of everything that we're creating in every moment. And each situation is slightly different. I cannot come to a conversation and say, in general, my creator is all out of whack, because that's not really true. My creator might be all out of whack with creating widgets, but when it comes to creating this little widget, like, creator's on board. So really taking this down into situational precision is critical. And making sure that you're taking the time to have an individual conversation and then stepping back to really figure out what's being said. What can be handled right away, instantaneously? What is the tipping point of the project? And sometimes you know the tipping point, but it's a little big, so you can start with someone else's issues and be like, okay, yeah, I'm not quite ready to know how to, program the computers for widgets, productions, but you know what? Maybe we could talk to our co-creator and see if she can find somebody that can do that for us. So it's like it's like this beautiful balance of figuring out who needs the most urgent help and then going forward and creating that support. And eventually all of the voices in your council will be totally on board. And that's when magic happens. That's when we hit that balance point of ignition, where everything flows super easily, with ease and with grace, right? And that we can put the effort into the things that are most critical, into that one thing that will propel us the fastest and get us the closest to that which we most desire. Working with our inner counsel is a great tool at the beginning of a project, at the middle of the project, and even at the end of the project, to make sure that each council member gets their due credit, gets their celebration. Because remember, we all want, this is your inner voice. This is just a tool for you to have a really deep conversation with yourself and really understand what's blocking you from what you want, and to understand who is the right part of, which aspect of you is the right part to pull forward in that moment. So that's working with your inner counsel. I hope that each of you takes this inner counsel work and adapts it for yourself. Understand how each of your council members thinks, feels, speaks, sounds like. And dive into that relationship. Because if you do, you will find that everything that you want to create in this world becomes less mysterious day by day. So this wraps up our inner council work. I am looking forward to hearing how you're working with your councils and what is it that you really need to understand to make this a part of your spiritual toolkit moving forward. I love you all. Blessings.